Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is
Jeff.
Monday, Jeff. August 17th. I'm Jeff Gamet at what?
It's do you remember it's 2020? You're not sitting in the right seat for that.
Oh, well, awkward.
So, just to get everybody up to speed, hi. As Jeff was saying, the most important portion of the program these days, it is Monday, August 17th. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations Podcast. Contrary to popular belief, I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. And my guest today for episode 1500 of the Daily Observations Podcast is, as you may have guessed, original host Jeff Gamet. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Kelly. And just so you know, I am not trying to take your job from you.
That's okay. I'm just really glad you're here because for people who maybe aren't familiar or maybe don't realize, because I took over a while ago. For people who maybe don't realize, you were the original host, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about how the original iteration of Daily Observations came to be.
Sure. So we had a gap in the show lineup at Mac Observer. We had the show that's going to be a breakout at some point, Mackie Gab.
And I feel like if they can dial that in, if they just do it for long enough, they'll find a groove. And
yeah, well, you know, Dave and John, I think they're finally starting to click and get some chemistry.
Yeah.
And I think that if they keep at it, that show could really be something. It's going to take off. People are going to know about Matt Geek Gab.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then there was Apple Context Machine. And then that was it. So we had these two shows that were each filling a niche, and we were missing something that would fit in between that, and we didn't have a daily show. So that's where the idea for Daily Observations came from. But there was another part to it, which to me is actually the more important part. Mm-hmm. And that's that we realized when we were doing the daily editorial meetings that we were having these really great discussions, and that the morning meeting in and of itself would have actually made a really great show. But the problem is, once you start recording, then it would completely change the dynamic of the show or the meetings. So that wouldn't work. So we couldn't actually do that. But doing a daily show would totally let that fit. So what we did was we took the conversations from the morning meetings and turned that into like its own separate thing, which was Daily Observations. And the way it worked was that I would listen, of course, because I was the managing editor, so that's what you do.
Yes.
And when people would say something that I thought was like really interesting, or there was some spark of passion about what they were talking about, then I would make a note of that, and we'd get to the end of the meeting, and then I would tell those two people, you're on the show, and then you get a couple minutes to refill whatever it is you're drinking, and we'd start recording. No script, no prep, and it worked because that's what let the show be fresh and spontaneous, because it was literally spontaneous.
Oh yeah. There are no show notes ahead of time. So there's the vaguest of agendas when we start out the show. So it's a little bit of, we're going to talk about this and we're going to talk about this other thing. And that's it. And that was all it ever was. And that's always been the piece of it that's been very interesting, is it's really ad hoc all the way down. no editing if we can get away with it. And
right.
So what you hear is the 20 minutes or the 22 minutes sometimes that we spent on that discussion. Nothing is cut out for people who maybe are wondering about that. It's exactly what you get. What you hear is what you get. I don't know what the cute word is for that because it's not WYSIWYG, but it's exactly
WYSIWYG.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Someone out there will figure out the acronym and let you know. Yes,
and we look forward to hearing that at observations@macobserver.com. That's the part to me that's always really interesting. And I know that that's rolling in cold, more or less, is something that one of our mutual favorites, John Martellaro, has a hard time with because he likes to deliberate a little bit. And so sometimes getting him to come talk about something, even though he was just super brilliant about it in the meeting, like, let's do that on the show. No. And he sometimes isn't interested.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
Well, John likes to be prepared for everything. And,
yes.
And I think that's an excellent trait to have.
Oh, yes.
And it's one of the things that I absolutely love about John. But the format for Daily Observations doesn't lend itself well to preparation, yeah. Which is actually, I think, why it's been able to get to 1500 episodes, because if there was a lot of prep for a show happening Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. every week, every month, mm-hmm. then yeah, good luck making that happen. But you yes. know, John, he likes to be prepared, and yeah, I remember having to tell him to stop talking so that he could save it for the show.
Yes, that was a duty that also got handed off to me. I did at least get him to the point where I can go, John, what am I going to say? You're going to tell me to wait till you hit record. Yes, I am.
And I just heard that in his voice. And that is epic. Absolutely epic.
So he can be taught, which makes me very happy. I love having John on the show because I love his perspective. And that's one of the great things, I think, about Mac Observer in the first place. Is the perspective from everybody. But I'd like you to tell us a little bit about the genesis of the show, because I think it went through some iterations before it became what we have now.
Yes, in fact, it did. Wonderful setup. So when we knew what we wanted, which was a daily show, mm-hmm. that took some element from the morning editorial meetings and then turned that into something for everyone to listen to. You know, we started messing around with that and trying some things out. And the original plan for the show is going to be 10 minutes. And
okay.
Yet your laugh is completely appropriate because in retrospect, what were we thinking? 10 minutes, seriously, with the people that are part of TMO. I mean, these are people that all have something to say, and trying to take that and turn it into just 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck with that. It's it's not going to work, but it's also a disservice to the listeners because they don't get to hear what they need to hear.
Right.
So we messed around for a few weeks trying different things out and coming up with a format that we felt was actually going to work. And so when we were ready to roll out, the plan was it'll actually just be a 15-minute show, mm-hmm. Which still, you know, bless our hearts for thinking that it would only be a 15-minute show when in reality it's a 20-minute show. Mm-hmm. And it took a little bit of effort and time to accept that the show was going to be what it was and not try and force it into a 15-minute block when
yeah.
that's it just wasn't that. We went through several weeks of working on the show, figuring it out before it actually started. And mm-hmm. when we got down to the end, I recorded a full week of shows that we didn't publish. And it was me and Dave and Brian doing these shows And the idea was, we knew we were not going to publish that week's worth of shows, but that's where we were going to get to the point where we were really that comfortable with how the format worked and how the workflow was going to work.
Yeah.
And so somewhere on a hard drive, I have a week's worth of unpublished episodes, and maybe I'll be able to find them someday.
The last episodes of Daily Observations.
The last episodes. Yep. Yep.
That's fantastic. So what I'd like to do right now is take a minute and talk to you all about our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is Devon Technologies. They make Devon Think for the Mac. Devon Think in particular is a professional level document and information management application that will help you handle the fire hose of information that is your life in 2020. So what it does for you specifically is it will help you collect, file, edit, and annotate all kinds of information, and all right within the app. So you can have live web pages like Google Docs that you are tracking within Devon Think. You can have local files, local images. You can organize things into groups. You can use tags. You can use both of those if you like, if you're a belt and braces kind of person, as Charlotte would say. You can create smart rules like smart playlists in iTunes, and you can add flexible reminders to any document. And not only that, but even if you're not a programmer, you can build automations pretty easily. I know it's easy because I've done it. And you can automate lots of parts of the workflow so that you can let your computer handle all the boring parts for you, which is why we were all promised computers were going to be great, right? So you can let Devon Think take care of all of that for you. And then you just stay on top of your information, which is the part you actually need your brain for. So just for my listeners, you can get a 10% discount on Devon Think 3, or you can get 10% off an upgrade license. And you get that at devontechnologies.com/TDO, devontechnologies.com/TDO. 10% off a full version or an upgrade. And we'd like to thank Devon Technologies for sponsoring the show this week. Now, eventually, and I don't think I'm overstating this, Jeff, it was the end of an era when you decided to leave Mac Observer. And that seems accurate. And so when you left, there were obviously managing editor duties that needed to be picked up, but also this show that you spun up and that you had been hosting for ages suddenly was going to need a host.
That's true. As much as I would like to think it could have just flown on its own, it needed someone. So, okay, here's how finding a new host came about.
I don't know this story, so I kind of want to hear it now.
So Dave and Brian and I, you know, we were having all these discussions as we were working on the process of me leaving the company. After I told Dave and Brian that surprise. So one of the things that we needed to address was what was going to happen with Daily Observations, and canceling the show was not on the table, never even a consideration. So that meant who's going to be the new host. And Dave and Brian, they were really awesome about this, because instead of just dealing with this and figuring it out, they wanted my input on who should take over the show. And I really appreciated that, because it was my show. Yes, it was a Mac Observer property, but it was my show. So when they asked me to give them a list of who I would like to have as a replacement host, without a moment's hesitation, I said Kelly. Oh. And totally true. You were the top of my list. You were seriously my first choice, and frankly my only choice. Although I did have to have a backup list of other people that I thought would be a good fit as well. Mm-hmm. But you were the person that I wanted taking over the show. So I'm glad that it worked out. You were able to do that.
Yeah. And I just remember Dave and Brian sort of planning in advance. Like, it wasn't just, hey, do you have a minute now so we can chat? It was like, can we talk to you on Tuesday at 3 or something like that? And I was like, okay. And, you know, and they were like, it's nothing bad, but like, we all need to be there at the same time for it to happen. So then I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. And so it was a real, for me anyway, it was a real roller coaster of a call, because this was the meeting where they said, so Jeff's leaving, and that means we need somebody to host TMO and or TDO, and we'd like it to be you. And I just kind of remember, I think my reaction, the first thing I said back was, Jeff's leaving? Kind of missed the whole podcast piece of it and went, wait. No. Jeff works at Mac Observer. That's the way of things. Like, I don't understand. I understand all the words in that sentence, but I don't understand that sentence. And so then it was, you know, well, we've got the show and we want you to be the host. Do you think that's a thing you would be interested in doing? Sure. I mean, let's try, right? Like, I've been on it for enough times. Sure, let's see how it goes. And they kept me around, and so I've been doing it since. And
a fantastic job, seriously.
Thank you. I know. See, and so let me just point out, like, every day I try to let people know that you can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And the reason for that is because that feedback is very precious to us. And Jeff, I know you always liked it when people wrote in. And oh, I like absolutely. It too. Yeah.
Well, the great thing about people writing in, besides the validation that, hey, someone's actually listening, it's that when someone writes in with positive or negative comments,
yes,
it doesn't matter to me, or didn't matter to me, because what they were telling me was, I'm listening, and I feel very strongly about sharing with you. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it was great.
Yeah, it's worth taking a minute out of my life to send you, you're totally right, you're totally wrong, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and if it's that important to you as a listener, mm-hmm. well, I always respected that, but then it made it that important to me that I paid attention to these conversations that people were having with us as part of a show.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely a wonderful thing.
It really is. I enjoy it very much. And Jeff, I know this will come as a surprise to you, but as a kid, I talked all the time. And so I was told to be quiet a lot.
I'm so glad I was sitting down for that, because seriously?
I know, right?
Really?
Yeah. So so every time somebody writes in and says, it's really great that you this, or you couldn't be more wrong, you lunatic, about that. I'm excited about it every time, because that means somebody was actually listening. And that's everybody, whether you write to observations@macobserver.com or you're somebody that I know and you send me a text message and go, this was really entertaining today, or I couldn't possibly disagree with you more, or whatever it is. And in fact, one of my favorite people who does that is Chuck Joyner of Mac Voices fame, because he will text mm-hmm. me and say, you know, I never thought about it like that, or whatever. And he's been one of the people who has disagreed with me a lot on things. And I can think of, I know at least twice, he and I were going back and forth in text messages enough that I finally went, so when are we recording this? And at least two times an episode of Mac Voices came out of something that we did on Daily Observations. And then he followed up with me and said that he super disagreed, or why aren't you thinking about it this way, or whatever it was, you know. And then we kind of mixed it up a little bit. And then at some point I'm like, so when does this become a Mac Voices episode? And then he's like, okay, like, what are you doing Thursday? And I'm like, apparently I'm going to be on a podcast. And then that was yep. it. So I enjoy those very much. Now, Jeff, what are the times that you, like, I know you did a lot of episodes. You did, I mean, at this point, 1,500 shows in, we've both done a lot of episodes. So, yep. Briefly, because we are now in the 19th minute, tell me about the ones that were memorable to you.
The in-person ones?
Yeah.
Meaning when I was at CES or WWDC, because... And also the Colorado episodes where the whole team was together, because doing the show where you're right there with someone, mm-hmm. and you have more than just the voices and stuff to work with, you know, when you're with someone, it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. So there were those, but then also when I would break form for the show and I would take a week and do a theme. And for example, when I took a week and interviewed musicians from the Apple community.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was, oh my God, it was awesome. It was absolutely amazing and so much fun. Doing those was just really cool. And especially like the one with Victor Quiajo, where his album had just come out, his jazz album.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we talked about his album and the whole process.
Yeah.
And yes, the moments like that, those were the big standouts for me.
Yeah. I like doing the in-person stuff as well. Particularly if it's in person with TMO folks or not. I know some of those in-person episodes I was on, and I remember there being a lot of constraints, like everybody's having to sit on a piece of hotel room furniture, and mm-hmm. everybody has to be within 3 feet of the laptop, and I remember those being some pretty creatively staged episodes, just so everybody was close enough to a microphone and able to sit down, or at least be, you know, compose themselves in some position they could hold for 20 minutes and not make a bunch of noise. Mm-hmm. I remember those all being super memorable things, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, good times.
I think, you know, 1,500 episodes, I feel like we're going to hit our stride here any minute. Like, it's entirely possible.
I can feel it. It's about to bust loose.
I think so. Once again, you can always get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Jeff, as always, thank you so much for coming by and talking to me.
Kelly, thank you for inviting me on. This has been really special. So yeah. Seriously, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I am your host, Kelly, your current host of Daily Observations, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.